argument that I have is that we have a government that's increasingly struggling to try to solve the problems we're asking it to take on. And the reason I suggest is that the structure of government that we've got is not a very good fit for the problems we're trying to deal with. Whether you look at just the plight of people who day-to-day are in nursing homes, the difficulty of trying to deal with crises like Hurricane Katrina, or now the big problems we're facing with the economic meltdown, we simply have governmental institutions that don't very well match up with the problems we're trying to solve. The question is, what now do we do about them?
I want to talk about one of the problems first, because you go into some detail, particularly about Katrina and some of the issues, and you talk about, the networked universe, network challenges. Talk a little bit about that, because I found that chapter particularly interesting in light of the difficulties that a lot of organizations have sharing information.
Yeah, the central issue, whether it's Hurricane Katrina or any one of a number of other things, is that the problems just don't match up with the boundaries we put around our organizations. The paradox, of course, is that after 9/11, we restructured FEMA, we put it in Homeland Security, we said we're going to connect the dots, we're going to make sure that no matter what else happened, the next time we were ready to coordinate. The next time a problem came up, it wasn't a major terrorist attack, it was a huge hurricane. Turns out that the very structures we put in place failed us miserably, and the problem was that the problem didn't fit the boundaries we had created. It seems to me that increasingly there's really no problem that matters that fits within any single organization, so that the only solution that's going to work is finding a way to get these organizations to work with each other, whether it's air traffic control or hurricane relief, or whether it's dealing with housing problems or Medicare, Medicaid, health issues, education. Nothing that matters fits within any single organization, so the only sensible solution is to try to get these organizations to work together.
So it's sort of our problems are vertical, but our structure is very horizontal.
Well, and sometimes exactly the reverse as well. Sometimes what we need are horizontal organizations to connect with each other,
right.
But we have hierarchies that have a hard time breaking out of their vertical silos and often don't recognize the piece of the action that they have and how to make sure that the other pieces of the action that we need get brought in and get involved as well. I mean, one of the big problems with Katrina, in fact, was that Michael Brown, who was largely vilified afterwards, went in there, and it's not as if in any way he tried to make a mess out of things. The problem was that he was attacking the problem by trying to manage the agency instead of trying to adapt the agency to solve the problem at hand. He made managing the agency instead of solving the problem the key, and too often we've discovered that just doesn't work.
These sound like such big problems that there is no real solution, but you present some.
Well, the good news is that there are a lot of people out there who, working in government, come upon these issues every day because it's so much a part of the basic issues that government has to struggle with. And what they've discovered is that individual leadership, what I call rocket scientists in the book, people who are rocket scientists in government figure out how to launch rockets. They sit back and ask, how do rocket scientists launch rockets? They figure out what it is that they're trying to accomplish, like put a payload into orbit. They figure out what the different capacities and competencies they need, like propulsion systems and guidance and weather and all the rest. They bring them together in a coordinated and concerted way, and they redefine accountability in terms of getting the job done. And I, in fact, talked to a rocket scientist, and that's what the rocket scientist said he does when he launches rockets, and it's the way that effective government managers and leaders do when they operate their programs effectively as well. One example, for example, in New Orleans afterwards was that FEMA had come in and said, we will replace the books that you lost in the library. You put 80% of the city underwater, that means 80% of the schools were underwater.
Right.
And when the schools went underwater, they lost the libraries, and FEMA said, we'll replace them. But the problem was that FEMA also wanted, not surprisingly, accountability for how the money got spent, and wanted the city book by book by book to account for each of the books that it lost before it would pay for a replacement. So the people in New Orleans quickly realized that they had a choice between either spending the entire rest of their lives filling out paperwork,
right,
or finding an alternative. And so they worked with FEMA to devise a system to create much larger buckets instead of thousands of categories for justifying expenditures. They got it down to five and said, here, we'll give you the paperwork to justify what we're doing, but you got to give us flexibility to try to make sure that it's the mission that drives what we're doing and not the paperwork and the forms. And by engaging in that kind of leadership to understand that FEMA had a problem to solve, but that the way to solve the problem was to solve the problem and not to fill out the paper, in the end, the libraries got put back together again. the city got the money that it needed, and FEMA got the accountability that it wanted. And all that in the end happened because individual leaders took ownership of the problem and tried to figure out how to solve it.
I know one of the issues that a lot of feds often talk about are even if they try and do this, it's not the way that they're rewarded. Their money comes based on sort of these silos, and it doesn't really, there's no really process for acknowledging and benefiting people who do end up working together. Is there a way to work, and that's a largely congressional issue, is there a way to tackle that?
Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. That's the core of the problem. What I found, to the surprise of a lot of people, except maybe for those who work in government and do this all the time, is that there are a lot of people who work inside government and who independently have discovered that this is the way that, the only way that problems get solved. And so the key is trying to make sure that people can do it the easy way more often instead of the hard way all too rarely. And one piece of good news is that one of the things that Congress likes is to make sure that big problems stay off of its plate.
Right.
And so it turns out that people who are doing the smart thing the easy way figure out how to, for example, solve these problems and work on making accountability be defined in terms of whether the problem gets solved. As long as the problem gets solved, it doesn't end up ending in Congress's lap to begin with. And so solving problems, keeping it out of the political arena, actually provides much greater flexibility for managers than many cases managers often understand that they have. But part of this has to be a redefinition of Congress's behavior as well. Congress has got to move from the kind of case-by-case gotcha mechanism to something that's, at least on occasion, much broader, that focuses on what it is that we want to accomplish and rewarding people for getting the problem done. So some of it is taking advantage of the flexibilities that are already there in the system simply to do what ought to be done in the way that makes the most sense. Part of this ultimately is going to require Congress to change its behavior as well. That, of course, is a tall order, but it's where we got to go.